Good afternoon. I'm Monica Allen, and I have no financial relationships to disclose. So I am a doctoral student at the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health, and this is work that I've done in fulfillment of my dissertation. I want to acknowledge both of my relationships with the University of California system. These are my dissertation committee members at UC Berkeley, and partial funding for my research is through UCSF, the Comprehensive Cancer Center, and the Abundant Life Health Ministries initiative there, and I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues on that project as well. So just a little bit about how I came to be involved in this work. I've been in the field of public health for many years, but I'm a lifelong member of the Black Church. And as I came into my career and started looking at the concept of partnering with the African American Church, I thought that there are some definite benefits to that, but also some significant differences that might need to be explored. And so I'm interested in looking more into these differences, because it's very obvious that the church is a good way to reach African Americans with health information and health programs. And given the significant disparities in this community, I think this is really important to pursue. So my project focuses on Black pastors. There's not a lot of literature out there dealing with this population, and they're very important to look at because not only are they the leaders of their congregations, but they are really very much leaders in the Black community in general. So I think it's important to get more information, and that's where I would like to offer some contribution to the literature. So the purpose. One is to shed some light on why churches get involved in public health partnerships. What, in other words, is their motivation for doing this? As well, I want to see if there are any specific characteristics of churches that can form partnerships with public health organizations, any specific things we should be looking for when we go to start these partnerships, and more importantly, what churches hope to gain from these partnerships, because if we don't know what the churches are looking for, there's no way we can really give it to them. Study design. This is a qualitative study. I conducted face-to-face interviews, semi-structured, with an interview guide that I developed. I'll talk a little bit more about that. All the data was primary data that I collected, and I really felt like it was important to use qualitative methods to get detailed information on concepts like motivation and expectation. So these are my research questions. What do churches see as their role in community health? Why do churches, again, become involved in public health partnerships that impact the physical health of their community? And what do churches hope to gain as a result of their involvement in these partnerships? So this is my study sample. The Bay Area here has 9 counties, and I was able to interact with churches in 4 of these counties, 20 churches total, and they ranged in size from a really small church, just 25 members, to a very large church of 5,000 members. 8 denominations were represented, and I spoke to a total of 21 pastors. It's just a coincidence that there are 3 female and 3 associate pastors. Actually, 2 of the pastors that were female were senior pastors of their congregation. So I got a nice combination of senior and associate pastors. Would have preferred a better male to female ratio, but that was what was available to me. So I collected data in 2 rounds of interviews. I started off with an interview guide that was developed. And after speaking to 8 pastors, realized that there needed to be some adaptation to that. This is common in qualitative research, so I did some adaptation, sought some advice on that. And the second round of interviews were conducted using the new interview guide and also in conjunction with the Abundant Life Health Ministries Initiative project at UCSF. So just a few examples of the interview questions. Wanted to just sort of get the feelings of the pastors about the role of the church, again, in the community of health outside of their members. We know what their views are of their members, but what do they want to do with the community outside of their members? What reasons do they have for entering a partnership? What would be required for them to consider this partnership successful? And then again, how they think public health organizations and churches should work together. The interviews were all conducted, as I mentioned, face-to-face by me. They ranged in length from just 15 minutes up to 65 minutes, depending on what the pastor had to say. So this was an inductive process that I used in analyzing this data. All the interviews were taped, and they were transcribed verbatim. So then not only did I listen to the tapes and read the transcripts at the same time to assure that everything had been transcribed correctly, I read them multiple times. I used Atlas TI to manage the data, and just developed codes to identify themes, not necessarily themes relevant to the research questions, but just themes that arose in general during the conversation. Reasons to partner, pastors had a lot to say about that, whether or not health is a church responsibility, and again, this concept of what a successful partnership means. So then those codes were combined into themes that I analyzed again and elaborated with regard to not just the primary study questions, but also other themes that arose that were outside of the study questions. For example, the pastors had a lot to say about the importance of the Black church in the Black community. Again, about the church's role in community, and their concept of partnership was very interesting. So I'll get into that a little bit. So first question, again, what is the role in the health of, what do you feel is your role in the health of the community? So the pastors obviously feel that the church has a very strong role in the community, and specifically in the Black community. Some of them were very adamant about this, that the Black church is the most important institution in the Black community. They talked about the historical role of the church. One of them even went to sit so far as to say that the church is the most important member of the community, more important than the police or than the mayor, talked about people in the African American community running to the church. One pastor talked about the fact that he felt that his responsibility was for a 5-mile radius around his church. Everyone in that area was a responsibility of him and his church. And they feel like this responsibility extends to health. One pastor, so we are involved in community health. As a matter of fact, I'm a community health worker. He went and got a community health certificate. He felt adamant about that. Yes, we owe the community. It's our job. Everything we do is supposed to project or interject the community, and everybody runs to the church. And this was an interesting. One church actually spends equal amounts of money on their social programs as well as the running of their church. So this is a strong level of commitment that the churches have. Now, one thing that was interesting, the pastors felt like this concept of increasing health is the responsibility of the church, but they weren't sure that the church is always ready for that for lots of reasons. And so that moves us into their motivation for partnership. Pastors see public health organizations as resources, and they were very strong about this. I tried to sort of parse it out as, a partnership is a give and take, but primarily they're looking for resources. We're going out to find a community organization that's going to lift us up. With limited resources, we're constantly looking outside of the church for financial assistance. One person said, they may not have money for us, but maybe they'll know where we can get money. So this concept of partnership is really actually limited to what I think that in the public health world we might think more of as resources. When I talked a little bit to them about the concept of give and take, the pastors feel very strongly that the church is the avenue to access the African American community. So if you want, some of them said things like, if you want to do anything in the Black church, you need to come through the church. Another said, well, what I have to offer is access to the masses. We are equal partners because you have something you want to provide, and I have the people that you can provide it to. And even the people that don't come to my church are affiliated with my church because of the people that do come here. So that makes me an equal partner. So this concept of partnership is a little bit different, I think, than what we might want to look at. So an expectation of partnership. So this is something else. In the public health field, we want to look at measurable outcomes in terms of success. We want to see changes in behavior. We want to see changes in blood sugars and cholesterol levels and weight loss. And pastors view success very differently. I think our goals are the same, and we're serving the same community and the needs that are perceived. And as long as we work well together to achieve them, then that's success. As long as we're able to communicate and ensure that those things are being met in a reasonable fashion, that's success. I had only one pastor talk to me about measurable outcomes. And so this is very much a different viewpoint that we need to address when dealing with the church. When we see people changing their lifestyle or putting what we've taught them into effect, that's good. And then they go out and they tell more people and bring them in so that we can share more information with them. So again, this is seen as an opportunity to bring more people to the church. So that's a very different view of what a successful partnership is. So just a little bit more about this concept of partnership. understanding one another and being able to communicate. That's good for a partnership. But say I call on the phone, we're trying to do a health fair, can you help us? And then you come over and set it up. So that makes a good partner to them. Can I call you for something and you provide it to me? This one's even more specific about that. Whatever it is we don't have, we can ask them and they'll find a class or a workshop or some other way of providing the information. Whatever it is we're lacking, they'll do the research and all we have to do is show up or participate. This is the same pastor that said, I have access to the masses. So they're very clear about what it is that they want to do in this partnership. At the same time, they want to be seen as equal or even a senior partner per se. So I think that that's something that's very important to keep in mind. So this is obviously a very small study, but I think there are some implications for further research. One is obviously pastors are critical to involvement in partnerships with the African American church specifically. But given their viewpoint, their different points of view on partnerships and success, then I think we have to really give some thought to how we approach them and what's the best way to involve them. Obviously, there needs to be some geographical expansion. The Bay Area is very unique in that it's primarily an urban setting, and so we don't know if these results could be generalized to a more rural setting. And some other ideological viewpoints. All of my churches were Christian churches, but there are obviously other faith congregations and houses of worship that might be useful to look at in terms of reaching other groups of people, as well as ethnic variation. The African American church obviously is strong in this community, but there are also other ethnic communities where this might be a useful way to reach those populations as well. Obviously, we need to expand the population a little bit larger. 21 is just a start. And all of the churches in this study were involved in a collaboration with a non-faith community in one way or another. What might be more interesting or even more informative is to talk with pastors of churches that don't collaborate with non-faith communities for whatever reason and see what other barriers are in our way. So I want to thank you for your time, and I'll be available for questions.